We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2214. We had learned how when Yaakov was mourning over Leah, so Esav attacked with a large army, and Yaakov had to go mid-Shiva and fight him. And this story really takes place after the sale of Yosef. So if we want to look deeper into the story, that means that when Yosef was born, Yaakov felt he has the strength to stand up to Esav. And now that Yosef's gone, Esav comes back to haunt Yaakov. And according to this Medrash, this is when Esav was killed. We're all familiar with the story that Esav was killed by Yaakov's children at the time of Yaakov's burial. So this Medrash learns that Esav was killed at this juncture by Yaakov, by his own brother, at the time that Esav attacked Yaakov. And this story takes place more than 12 years after the sale of Yosef, because it was 12 years after the sale of Yosef that Yitzchak passed away. And it says that when Yitzchak passed away, Esav and Yaakov buried him together. So we know Esav was around 12 years later when Yitzchak died. So it had to have happened more than 12 years later. So at some point between 12 years and 21 years after Yosef's sale, because 21 years after the sale they were already heading down to Egypt, at some point there was this war between Esav and Yaakov. In the year 2215, Kehas was born. The next year, 216, Yosef sees his brother's bravery and greatness, and he praises them, and he tells them how great they are, but he thinks he's even greater. And his father gives him the special garment, the Ketonet Pasim, and that encourages Yosef, and Yosef puts himself above everyone else, and he speaks badly about them. There's a medrash that says that from the day that Avram was told, Yadoa Teida, know you should know that your children will be foreigners in a land, until Yaakov settled in Israel and there was the enmity between Yosef and the brothers, 259 years passed. That's the numeric value of Migurei. And then there's a whole discussion of how we calculate the years. So Yosef is 17 years old and treating the brothers like he's above them. And he comes and tells them his dream, and he comes and tells his father. And the first dream about how Yosef makes a bundle, and the other ones make bundles, and their bundles surround his bundle, they all bow to him. So Yaakov kisses him and blesses him. And when the brothers see that Yaakov accepts the dream, then they really start hating Yosef. And then he has another dream. The sun, the moon, the stars, they're all bowing to him. And the brothers went to shepherd their sheep out in Shechem. Remember, they were still watching their sheep out in Shechem. And they got detained. And it was time for them to come back. And they didn't show up. So Yaakov said, hey, wait a second, Shechem, they have it in for us. Maybe they pounced on them. Maybe that's why they're delayed in coming. So he sends Yosef to see what's keeping the brothers. When Yosef came to the brothers, they grabbed him, they threw him to the ground, they pinned him to the ground, they took off his ketonis pasim, they threw him into a pit filled with snakes and scorpions, and Yosef was scared for his life. He started wailing and begging. And then Hashem made the snakes and scorpions run into the holes of the pit, and they didn't hurt Yosef. And Yosef called out to the brothers, and he said, what did I ever do to you? What did I do wrong to you? Don't you have the fear of God? I'm your flesh and blood. Yaakov, your father, is my father. How will you look dead in the eye after you do this? So Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, he calls out and says, Reuven, Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, my brothers, take me out of this darkness if I did something wrong, but you're the sons of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Your grandparents and parents, everyone, they took care of orphans. If someone was an orphan, they had mercy over them. If someone was hungry, they fed them. If someone was thirsty, they gave him to drink. If someone was naked, they gave him clothing. How could you do this? And the brothers wouldn't listen. He started calling and crying. He says, if only my father knew what my brothers did to me today. And the brothers, hearing his cries, they walked away from the pit so they wouldn't hear him. The same distance that Hagar walked away from Yishmael so she wouldn't hear him and see him cry. They sat down to eat and they started discussing, should we kill him or bring him back home to dad? And then they looked up and they saw a caravan of Yishmaelites coming from afar. And Yehuda said, why should we kill him? He's our brother. And you know what? Maybe God will hold it against us. Better we sell him to the Ishmaelim. They all said, good idea. They started talking about it, and they were discussing the idea of selling them to the Ishmaelim when 7 Midianite merchants passed by, and the merchants were thirsty. So they go over to the pit to try and take out water. And they try to... Why were they attracted to that pit? Because all the birds were coming to that pit. Maybe vultures were coming to the pit. I don't know. It says all the different birds were coming to the pit. So they ran to the pit. They figured all the birds are there. There must be water there. They come to the pit and they hear Yosef calling and crying. They look down and they see a beautiful kid in the pit, standing there all naked. They ask him, who put you here? They pull him out and they're traveling with Yosef. And as they're traveling, they pass by the brothers. And his brothers say to the Midianites, how could you do this? He's our servant. We put him in the pit because this servant rebelled against us. Give him back. So the Midianites said, if this is your servant, then he should serve you. But how do we know he's your servant and you're not his servants? Maybe you're a bunch of servants that rebelled against him because he is more beautiful than all of you. You guys must be liars. You guys must have been servants who rebelled against your master. And Yaakov's children said, listen here, give us back our servant. Why should you all die at the hands of our sword? So the Midianites said, really? And they drew their swords and they turned to attack and fight the Yaakov's sons. And at this point, we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem tomorrow.